Our next presentation, Fusarium Race 4, Field Screening and Commercial Cultivars, Recent Experimentals, and RBTN Entries, Bob Huttmacher and his colleagues.
The laser works, the answer doesn't. Use the spacebar.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to give an update on kind of some long-term things that we've been doing as part of the Fusarium Race 4 response, I guess, of the University of California and some others in California. What I wanted to do is certainly mention that this is something where we're very dependent on having access to field sites with growers. So we have a couple of growers, Don McMillan, Stanley Bonds, and Tulare County, that have provided access to a highly infested field site. We've had other cooperators in prior years that have, you know, performed the same kind of services to us. So we really want to acknowledge that, as well as the funding from California Cotton Grower Association, the Cotton Alliance, Cotton Incorporated, both Core and State, UC Davis, and UC Cooperative Extension in Tulare County. And certainly want to also thank Mauricio Ulloa and some of the efforts that we have that are ongoing also in a breeding program and in a separate screening effort that's part of a breeding program. Again, this is something that we've set up in California where what we wanted to do is take all of the entries that come into our cooperative extension programs and variety trial evaluations, plus take entries that are part of the regional breeders network, the RBTN program, and then also offer opportunities to the companies with interest in California production to put experimentals in, again, that they can name them whatever they want and put them in our program and we'll test them. What we've generally tried to do is, over the years, Race 4 has been present in California for about 12 years or so that we've recognized it. A lot of the farm calls are the ones that show up on the upper right here, where we see something along these lines in terms of early damage that progresses to something like this. And something like this lower right field is really where we're, the kind of field we're looking at for being able to do these screening trials, where there's really some high inoculum loads and a lot of damage. What I'll try to concentrate on today is some discussion of just two of the type of evaluations that we do that are shown in red, the root vascular stain rating and the plant survival at about 7 to 8 weeks post-emergence. We have other measurements that we make for foliar symptoms, both whole plot, single plot, vigor estimates with height, main stem node numbers, a lot of other field notes and all, but I just want to concentrate on the vascular stain ratings, which is just a simple 0 to 5, 0 being the low, no symptoms, 5 being basically a dead plant, and varying levels of degrees of vascular staining in between. This is the type of symptoms that we're looking at. Most of the field plots that we're working on are replicated, multiple reps, but single plot per entry. And this type of damage is what we're very typically seeing with this. And the vascular staining, kind of a lousy picture here, but the root vascular staining is what we're focusing on, again, in the evaluations at the field. So all of these are going to be kind of busy slides, but what I wanted to do mostly, rather than concentrating on really talking much about the individual entries in a lot of these different slides, we have a lot of them, is to just kind of give you a general feeling. We've been doing this type of field evaluation with a lot of these type of entries for over 10 years, but I'm just going to give you some information really from the last couple of years. And all I really wanted you to take a look at maybe is here we show some data from two different field sites that we had. The red dotted line in this particular case is drawn across the response in root vascular staining for Phytogen 802RF Pima. And that is a commercially available, widely planted variety in California that we've kind of adopted as one of the standards in terms of a good performing. It's certainly not immune, but it's a good target to say what you'd like to do is find something as good or better than that moving forward in either coming up with a breeding program or providing information to seed companies about what they might want to focus on in if they want to incorporate Race 4 responses in their programs. So again, if you look for comparison purposes, even though these are commercial Pimas here, I included an Acala 5-725RF, which in recent years has been our most widely planted upland Acala variety, just for comparison purposes. And as you can see in going across the data, there's some differences across the sites, but again, we have a number of them that actually look fairly good coming out of these programs, fairly similar to the 802RF, and then a fair number of other ones that are of interest, both commercial ones that have kind of fallen out of favor now, like DP340, and then DP744, which was probably 10 years ago, one of our most widely planted varieties, Phytogen 830. These are pretty much gone from a commercial standpoint in our area. This is survival numbers at 8 weeks post-emergence as a percent of emerged, and again, set up the same way, and that's how I'm going to do all of these, is the vascular staining data first and then the survival data next. And again, this is the Acala data, the phytogen, the resistant phytogen 802RF one for comparison purposes, and then how a number of these other materials stack up in terms of survival percentages. You can see, again, there's always year to year, there's differences by year, there's differences by site, but again, fairly extensive injury and losses associated with race four in a fair number of these commercial entries. Okay, this is going into some additional commercial Pimas, again, that were tested in 2015 data here. The prior one was 2015. These are in our main Pima variety trial that was conducted across sites in 2015. So again, you can see Phytogen 802 here, that's the mark of the dotted line. A rating of about one for a vascular stain means that we see continuous streaky staining, but relatively light. When you work your way up toward two and then up to three, you get increasingly dark continuous staining in the root and a more broad cross-section of vascular staining. So some of these, like DP744, which is sort of one of our standard checks, which doesn't perform well, and DP340, again, you can see what type of numbers we're getting in these type of situations. And again, some of the more recent, better performing materials, 811RF, 348 from Delta Pine, 358, are good looking materials in terms of some of these ratings, and they also similarly perform well in terms of survival percentage. At this, what is a relatively hot site here. And again, part of what we're trying to do is provide this information then to for our own purposes and for growers, but also to the seed companies in them going forward. So then we move on to some of these are real busy. And again, what I just wanted to show you is that we're trying to look at a fairly substantial number of entries in these type of trials so that we can provide information across a pretty broad cross-section of materials. And you can see here, some entries from Olby and Bayer in 2014. Again, what you might want to concentrate on is just to look at here the data for Phytogen, some Acala entries here by comparison purposes, fairly highly infected. Phytogen 802 are one better performing check, and then you can look at the cross-section of what's happening across a fair number of experimentals. And what you might see is that, again, there aren't a really large number of good performing ones in some of these entries, but there definitely are some that pop up as ones that would be of interest, hopefully for follow-up evaluations. And again, this is the survival numbers. And again, one of the things that we've seen, certainly as we go through the years of experiments and doing this, is in the last couple of years, we get much, much better material in a lot of the experimentals that are entered in terms of survival percentages than maybe what we were seeing 5, 6, 7 years ago. And again, multiple companies, there's some from Olby, some hybrid materials, as well as some Pimas from Hazera. Again, this is vascular staining index numbers, is a collection of ones that look to be of some significant interest for follow-up out of Jim Olby's program in this particular case with probably on their way to working with Monsanto. Root vascular staining numbers, I don't know if I can get back to that. Here is survival numbers off of those same ones. So again, what we're looking for, hopefully, is a combination of the good vascular staining numbers indicating much lower incidence and damage, in addition to a combination with some decent survival numbers. And again, these survival numbers are, in our experience, if we can get up in the 80% neighborhood, those are pretty good numbers in these type of fields. I want to switch gears to Acalas and Uplands. Certainly from a commercial standpoint in California, we grow a lot more Pimas in terms of percent of our total acreage than we do Acalas and uplands, but again, we do have ongoing interest in upland and Acala varieties. So we still have an Acala variety trial, an advanced strains upland variety trial that we do, plus the RBTN program. I'm going to go through these real rapidly, just to again give you a flavor of the number type of responses we see. For comparison purposes here, you can see on the left, I've included this more resistant 802RF Pima. For comparison, you can see this is really typical in what we've seen over a lot of years, is these higher numbers, 1.5 to 2, 2.5 for vascular staining across a real broad cross-section of materials. You can see some site differences, and one of the reasons why, if we can, we like to have multiple sites is there's year-to-year variability in how severe the symptoms are going to be at some of these sites that we look at. So again, ideally, if we're looking at whether you go forward and how much confidence you have in a lower rating, do you see that multiple years? Do you see it at multiple sites? This is survival numbers across that same group of entries. Again, I'm going to just go through these very quickly. This is our upland variety trial for 2015. And again, these are entries. 802RF Pima compared with all of the entries in that particular trial in terms of vascular staining, so very widely infected and a fair degree of damage. Survival numbers, again, not too bad in quite a few of these entries, but most of the plants are infected. And then we can go into some of the commercial experimentals. Again, these are numbered entries from the seed companies. This is 2014 data at two sites. What we're, again, looking for, ideally, here's a couple of the widely planted Acalas, and you can see that across this cross-section of experimentals from multiple companies, there are ones that, you know, I would certainly suggest that there'd be some interest in follow-up in some of these that are maybe at this 1.5 level or lower, particularly if they're combined with decent survival numbers. And again, many of these entries have better survival numbers than some of our most widely planted current Acalas. This is the same type of experiment done in 2015. All of the number of entries from quite a few different companies, Bayer, Monsanto, I think Americot represented here at this same site, a really hot site in Tulare. And again, you can see from a comparison standpoint, I put in the most widely planted Acala in California, most widely planted Pima, and then where do they all perform relative to that. And again, you can see there's a number of current commercials that are available, like BX 1635 GLT. We've had multiple experiences that it looks quite good in the field, and again has a combined survival percentage number that looks good. And this goes on. We have, again, a lot of entries from quite a few different companies, and again, the main reason I wanted to put these in here is just to say that we're providing this information to the companies so that they can make some of their own decisions about incorporating those in some future efforts. The RBTN data has been kind of a mixed bag over the years, and looking at entries from the public breeding programs all over the United States, but I did want to point out just a few different data sets here. This is vascular staining numbers 2013, and one like MD 2526ME, I think, out of Mississippi program. Bill Meredith and others, I believe, this one, I think, has actually been picked up by one of the seed companies for moving forward with that material based on some of the their experience as well as maybe some of this data coming out of these field evaluations in California. Continued that with the entries in that same program in 2014. And again, you can see here that if you compare it with the Phygen 725 numbers here, again, there's a number of entries that appear to be ones of interest, some of the New Mexico entries out of GENFA's program had some very good looking numbers, both in vascular staining as well as survival percentage. Same type of thing, evaluations continued in 2015. And again, I did for comparison purposes here, just showing 725RF Acala versus the Pima resistant variety. Again, none of them matching the numbers, at least in this year's set from RBTN, matching what we've seen in Pimas. Not as much of interest to me, at least in the 2015 data. And then the last couple of slides I wanted to show are, again, some of the more recent things that have come out of Olvi and Hazara in terms of some of the numbers in 2015 with some of the commercial cultivars. And again, this dotted line down here is the Phytogen 802 RF response. Well, I guess it shifted a little bit here. That's about 1.2. Here's survival numbers for entries coming out of those programs. And then this is some data from Bayer entries. They have submitted a very large number of entries. And actually, there's a number of them of some significant interest, I think based on vascular staining numbers as well as survival percentages coming out of Bayer. And again, those are upland entries. So in summary, this is something we've looked at and recognized, try to maintain some type of continuing testing of commercial materials publicly available as well as experimentals, as well as the RBTN program over the years. In general, the cross-section of Pima varieties that we've tested have represented both ends of the spectrum, some of the most susceptible as well as some of the most tolerant and least damaged. And I think in terms of status, just in the last couple of years, there have been several companies that have additional Pimas that would be, I think, available soon or already available to growers with improved tolerance in uplands. They've been consistently broadly infected, high vascular stain numbers across a wide range of materials and companies, capable of reproducing inoculum, expanding the problems. But again, in terms of status, I think it's kind of an important deal that we're seeing some entries with lower vascular staining numbers and higher survival in the past couple of years in these trials.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Unfortunately, there's not time for any questions.